Hey everybody, welcome to Hit Rewind. This episode we're continuing our conversation from a while ago of Godzilla films. We kind of just stopped around 2000, right? That was it, Godzilla 2000?
Yeah, we did Godzilla 2000. We, even though I didn't really want to talk about, we also did talk about Godzilla 98.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the one I've seen the most. My bad.
Well, it makes sense that that we would talk about because there is a reason for it in these films.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. Do you remember those Godzilla commercials?
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to take over on this episode. I'm just going to kind of ride along because you're better at this than I am. I feel like a fraud.
Well, these are the era of Godzilla, which is referred to as the Millennium Era, as opposed to, like, the Showa, which was the original, like, 50s through 70s films, and the Heisei era, which was the 80s and 90s.
So there's only two movies in the new era, right?
Well,
we're not talking legendary, we're talking the Showa, right? Or Shinzu?
Reiwa is the current era. There are two live-action films, and there are three animated films. But they're all... Well, the animated films, I guess, are connected. But the two live action ones from the current ones are both reboots of, so yeah, it's kind of weird. But that's in the Millennium series. These are also, for the most part, not necessarily reboots, but for the most part, these films are all self-contained. There is an exception for two of them.
I think it's funny that I complained about how many times the Halloween franchises reboots. Go, oh, and we're only continuing with the first one or two or whatever, and I forgot Godzilla does this a lot.
Yeah, almost every one of these films is Godzilla, you know, in 54 happens, and then maybe there are some other films that are connected to it, but then this film is the next thing that Godzilla does, you know, sort of stuff. Although, it's like, okay, the first one of these that we're looking at is Godzilla versus Megaguirus, which we do get. It's kind of fun is that they do give a brief history of Japan post original Godzilla, where it's like, oh, okay, we moved our capital to Osaka. We're gonna give up nuclear power because that's just a magnet for the fucker.
Yeah.
We're just gonna, you know, we need to do clean energy. But then in 96, Godzilla shows up, and because they've been using plasma energy, Godzilla don't like that, and so he levels the city, and ultimately there's a bunch of impact on some of the characters in this film. But we fast forward to 2001, and okay, tell me if this is a smart idea. We're going to trap Godzilla in a miniature black hole. I mean...
Oh, black holes are so easy to control.
I mean, I don't... Am I wrong, or does this not sound like the most brilliant and well-thought-out idea ever?
Isn't there a character on the Legion of Superheroes that can create little black holes or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, there's something like that. It wouldn't, if I'm wrong, wouldn't have been surprised if there was. But so our heroes, they go and they test this thing at what, you know, in a safe area. And if I remember, one of the people's reactions is like, oh, so they do exist, talking about, oh, because they open a wormhole. It's like, did you not account for the possibility that you tear a hole into the fabric of our reality or something? Or did you just go like, shit, we built a fucking black hole shooter. Let's fire that puppy off. Woo, America. I mean, woo, Japan.
I think somewhere along the way I joked, like, why do people keep living there if they keep blowing it up and rebuilding and Godzilla just attacks it again? And then the whole thing that they ignore previous entries makes a lot more sense of why that would happen.
Yeah, well, there's an anime called Neon Genesis Evangelion that actually, in a sense, does address the concept of this, where most of the buildings actually lower into the ground so they can have a giant monster fight, and then when it's safe, most of the buildings come back up.
How are they stable?
Oh no, it wouldn't be properly stable. It's a dumb idea, but it at the same time is like, yeah, you know what? Shit, I'd rather have that
I
and
guess if
just.
they're on like pistons or something, because you can't have it on one of those accordion lifts, like a outside of a window cleaner.
Yeah. Now, the explanation for what follows is iffy at best. I think something comes out of the wormhole and deposits an egg and then flies back, I guess. Or they say something like, "Oh, something might have mutated." But anyway, this kid finds a weird big ass egg in the forest. It's like, "Hell yeah, free egg." And then gets buyer's remorse. Because it starts to like leak water, so he dumps it in the sewer, and
And but thus, how the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are born.
then the giant egg just kind of starts splitting off, and that's where we get these little creatures. They're called Mega. Oh, I just wrote it down.
Mega
It was like
Gars.
Megalodon or something like that.
Oh,
Like,
okay.
because they have three different names in this film,
Oh, that's stupid.
but. I'll be honest, when we first see one of these creatures attack a person, it's a pretty damn gory scene. Like, I was like kind of shocked at him. I'm like, holy crap,
Yeah,
this
it's not the
is.
first time that's been done, not even in this franchise, but I remember like with Godzilla 85, and they did it in the Gamera series where they do that, make horror elements out of the smaller versions. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And now it's like the problem is we kind of forget about these creatures for a while because we're really hardcore on this. We need to shoot a black hole at Godzilla. And I'll be honest, when we finally get to see this version of Godzilla, I think it's a pretty cool design, especially because like these purple red highlights on his spines and stuff. It looks pretty cool.
It's weird. This is the last era of a costume.
Yeah. Well, no, isn't Shin Godzilla a mix of costume and.
I haven't seen it.
God, I'm trying to remember. I want to say there is a costume in Shin Godzilla. But anyway, that'll be in the future. Like, we're almost an hour into this movie, and we've only seen, like, a very brief thing of this, the titular monster that Godzilla's gonna fight. And when we finally get to see it, it's well, this it's a second form, Meganula. They're basically like mosquitoes. In fact, there's giant mosquitoes. They swarm Godzilla. We get the black hole gun, which is basically the space laser from Akira. It fires, but it doesn't do anything that's worthwhile. And then our dragonfly monsters become Megaguirus. And there's some cool ideas with Megaguirus. He's got this like sonic attack
I love that. It looks so cool.
and he's a demon fly from hell. That's pretty cool. Although the first time you see him, I really couldn't suspend my disbelief because you can see all the wires that are holding him
Oh,
up.
could you? I didn't see
And
that.
it looks really bad. But I need to pitch a better. That's the only film I'm going to do this for. I need to pitch a better version of this film. You still have the backstory of Godzilla and nuclear energy, plasma energy, and all that stuff. And the government testing their black hole cannon. It opens this rift. It unleashes a bunch of these little dragonfly things, which also at the same time, that's what awakens Godzilla. And he pisses off. He gets pissed off that, hey, we're screwing around with this stuff. Godzilla shows up, he starts fighting these creatures, but they're little energy vampires, and they start draining him. He kills all but one of them and escapes and becomes Megaguirus. Godzilla returns to the ocean, he's drained up. Oh no, the government's actually been screwing around with plasma energy, even though we know that this attracts Godzilla. And Megaguirus senses in on that, comes to take it. Powers up. The humans, try to fight it, but it's no good. Megaguirus is too strong. Godzilla returns, and together we fight with that. And you use the black hole cannon again, and you fire that thing off, and it gets rid of Megaguirus and, ooh, maybe Godzilla too. And then post-credit scene, nope, Godzilla's still here, but we at least stopped this big monster. I think that's probably a better film than what we were given.
Yeah.
But, no, that's just me. All right, the next one of these has a wonderful word salad of a title. Godzilla, King Ghidorah, giant monsters all out attack.
I do want to say this about the last one I forgot, is the slow-mo is horribly bad. I mean, it's mind-boggling bad. Don't do slow-mo with Godzilla, please, unless it's a building exploding.
True.
He already is slow and lumbery. I don't need the... Especially since it looked like the slow-mo was post-production, which is harder to do because you're not under-cranking the... Or was it over-cranking the film? You're doing it post-production, which makes it blurry and drag.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, but that's, you know, early 2000s. Everything was... you could do all sorts of shit in After Effects and whatnot.
Okay, go ahead. Say what you're going to say.
But, so, this one does acknowledge that the 98 Godzilla film is canon. So, real Godzilla happens, America Godzilla happens, and then apparently there's some other monster sightings, but for the most part, this film would be the third Godzilla film.
Okay, interesting, yeah.
And, you know, you got this fake documentary crew making this BS movie about monsters, you know, which they actually give a low-key reference to Blair Witch Project, and I kind of respected that. But, this is a film where Godzilla is evil, and he is the representation of the sins of war, and he has the souls of those who died in World War II. You know, all the victims of Japan are angry, and they're going to take their vengeance on it. And you have Baragon, Mothra, and King Ghidorah as guardian spirits of the Earth.
What was the first one?
Baragon.
Is Baragon the one with the floppy ears? He looks adorable, but at the same time, really stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you've never seen it, look up the actual shots from the stage of it. The woman playing that character makes this cute little roar sound as she's doing this stuff. It is fucking adorable to see this suit, you know, lumber around and go.
It's just hard for me to believe that Godzilla would even fight this thing instead of looking at it going, you know what, you're just a rambunctious little child, I'm not going to hit you, stop it.
Yeah. And I'm not a fan of the design in this film. It's a chunkier version of the classic Godzilla costume. But I'll be honest, I kind of liked this movie in general. It's done by the guy who did the Gamera trilogy that we covered.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, he adds a lot of mysticism and stuff like that, you know, so it's a weird film, because Ghidorah is a good guy, for some reason, and, again, spirits of the Earth and all that, blah, 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 but instead of having some, like, really hardcore sci-fi stuff, it's magic and...
Goofy. Whenever you introduce Mothra to the whole thing, it does get kind of goofy, even though I love Mothra.
Oh, yeah, but this is a palate cleanser, kind of, because... It's sandwiched between some pretty hard, you know, harder sci-fi concepts. So you kind of, this one is kind of nice to have a sillier, in a way, even kiddie film. Yeah.
Is it possible to ever have Mothra not go through the same process over and over again? Oh, it dies. Oh, but there happens to be two babies, and then it squirts the cobwebs all over something, and then it becomes a Mothra. And it's like, it's just tiresome, the same thing over and over, and the singing girls. Is there anything new to add to the mythology?
I do like this. In this film, there are no twin priestesses for Mothra.
Or is it the next one?
It's in Tokyo SOS, right. where they show up. But the next one, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, which, again, you get more original Godzilla happens, but then we also have the film Mothra, and War of the Gargantuas are also apparently canon. War of Gargantuas was a Toho film, but not a Godzilla film.
Huh.
It like a Frankenstein.
Yeah, I was gonna say like those years, like Godzilla versus King Kong, and you know the silly years.
So, in an idea that is also not really, really stupid, they go and find the bones of the original Godzilla,
That works in Dracula so well.
and they build a biorobot out of it. And now you have a Mechagodzilla in this film called Kiryu, who is our hero. And in the first time that they have this Mechagodzilla go out to fight Godzilla, shit goes wrong and he goes crazy. Now, it's a cheesy film. This I don't think it's I don't hate I didn't hate this one, but or was not necessarily bored by it, but there's stuff in here like there's this little kid in the little girl in the film, and I really don't know why she's in it, other than to say, oh, why aren't Godzilla and why aren't these people friends? And stupid shit like that. And but I wrote a note and I specifically had the words, yay, a toy tank got melted by a blowtorch. I hate saying that. Because in as much as we've seen in a lot of these films, when Godzilla uses the breath weapon now, it's now he's just blowing things up with it. I haven't seen him sit there and just fire a blowtorch on a toy. We need more of that, honestly.
Or fire bombs. What I don't understand why we gotta if they do it again, they cannot make Mechagodzilla look like that. They can't make him look like an Ultraman toy. They have to make him, if they're gonna be robotic, he has to be more fluid, like a Transformer, or be a hybrid, maybe like a genetic and robotic mix. It's so stiff and stupid looking.
Yeah, and like when people talk about the human stories in these films being the least important part,
Sometimes.
it's a film like this that you're really talking about. All the time we spend with people is terrible, and we get enough. The film is just under 90 minutes, so we get just enough rubber suit silliness that you can leave the film feeling happy, but. Come on, in this film, we beat Godzilla with the power of friendship. But the next one, Tokyo SOS, is a sequel to Against Mechagodzilla. And I had an issue watching this film. For some reason, the DVD I had didn't automatically give me subtitles. And I'm watching this on my PlayStation 5 and trying to navigate because it's not in the on the actual DVD menus. I'm trying to dig through the PlayStation menus to try and find where subtitles were, and I couldn't. So I'm like, literally, here's my notes to me. I don't think I've seen this one. Does this one have subtitles? Well, this is some bullshit.
It didn't
Let's see
have
how we
audio
do
tra-
well without
Okay.
subs.
All right. That sucks.
And I figured it out.
Okay.
So eventually, I actually understood, but for a bit, I had no idea what was going on. But the opening, where they have these two planes going after Mothra, it's a pretty boss sequence. And since in these films, Mothra is canon, so those little tiny ladies or little priestesses, they show up in this. The guy he was for the lead actors of in the film Mothra, he is now obviously old. And he is back in this film, and I don't know exactly what the hell he was doing because I didn't have subtitles for that point, and I did want to rewatch it. But everyone was pretty cool about the fact that two tiny ladies show up, and there's a giant moth outside. This guy, he obviously the old man knew what was going on, but these two kids that is like son and like grandchild or something. They're freaking out or anything, and I don't know why. Anyway, this movie's badly edited. It's dull. Scenes start and then are forgotten.
Yeah, I feel like this is the one where I said, okay, I've had enough. I fast forward to like when the action started, which is like nearly an hour.
Yeah, I genuinely, I really don't even want to talk about this one too much,
Yeah, the box
but.
office started to go down big time. That's why Final Wars is like, okay, I think we're done now.
Well, there's a post-credit sequence in this film That makes it seem like they were going to make another one of this line, and I don't know why. But then again, apparently the box office for Tokyo SOS and against Mechagodzilla weren't very strong, which is partially why Final Wars, that's also being the 50th anniversary film, was given the budget that it was given, but also, like, yeah, okay, we're going to do this one and then give it a rest for a bit.
Yeah.
Well, they do that a lot now with franchises where they bring, like, the whole universe together, like, as a send-off. Let's save this franchise. Like, the Spider-Man franchise wasn't hurting any, but the skyrocketing box office for when they brought all the Spider-Man together, that's different. Like, they have to have some sort of gimmick, some epic thing. Like, I would love to see another Bond movie where it's... you know, Daniel Craig is dead, but they get Timothy Dalton and Pierce Brosnan out of retirement for one mission to team up together or something. You know, that would get people interested, I think.
Maybe. Yeah, and the idea is that, yeah, you address that fan theory about the Bond being a code name as opposed to a person. But this film is directed by Ryohei Kitamura, who did some bonkers films like Versus and Midnight Meat Train. So, I remember reading part of an interview where he didn't really like most of the films past Showa. Most of the films, he's just like, I can't get behind any of this stuff. I remember when Godzilla films had messages and stuff. So that's what he wanted to do in here. And I'm sorry to tell you, he fucks up his message something fierce. He kind of brings back in a bit, kind of brings back in this thing of Godzilla being kind of like society, you know, the world's punishment for fucking around with nuclear weapons, right? You know, that's always been the basic concept of Godzilla has been not necessarily just a natural disaster, but, you know, it is the price we pay for messing around with nuclear. You know, it is now the uncontrolled, you know, atomic, you know, destruction now unleashed upon this world. Okay. So he starts doing this segment, you know, talking about this, and then he goes and fights these monsters, you know, has a battle, and then triumphantly stands in front of Mount Fuji as if Godzilla is the protector of Japan. But he just spent a couple of minutes saying how Godzilla's punishment. So which is it? Is he the protector of Japan, or is he the reason, you know, the fallout of us messing around with things that we really shouldn't be? What is your message here, my friend?
So I have nothing to say. This one was
sorry,
boring.
Sorry, Michael. What is this message? Come on, tell me.
I know. I was like, am I supposed to give you... Are you talking to me?
No. I'm being rhetorical, but I was kind of hoping you would step in.
I don't want to step in anything. It seems like it's gross.
Okay. I really do like this movie. But it's mainly because this movie is batshit insane. And I was also watching this one with Heather. And she noped out of this one pretty damn quick. but okay, let's... I'm not going to go into every aspect of this, but this is sort of a remake of Destroy All Monsters, where you have alien invaders coming to the planet and kind of using the monsters against us, and Godzilla's the only thing that can stop us. And what's kind of nice is Godzilla is a villain in this film. But he is not the worst villain. And so, the stuff that kind of makes this film, when I talk about bad shit, is there are mutants in this movie, and they do Matrix shit, and the aliens become celebrities when they first show up.
Yeah, like the...
And it's just going like, what the fuck is this movie? This is not a Godzilla film, and this is a very polarizing film, you know, in in the Godzilla community, because either you're gonna like this because it's nutty as hell, or you're gonna hate it because it's nutty as hell.
I fucking loved it because it's nutty as hell.
Yeah, and but yeah, basically you get a who's who. I didn't write down all the monsters in this, but most of the creatures in all the Godzilla films show up, and it's and including Zilla from the 98 Godzilla film
with Sum 41. Take it away from me.
But yeah, it's a who's who of monsters. There's actually some for reals, actual vehicle stunts that are with real trucks being thrown around and blowing up, and it's pretty cool. But yeah, it's this. Basically, Heather, as much as Heather loves anime and we both enjoy it, she could not get behind how fucking anime ass shit this film is.
I was all for it. I had so much fun watching this.
Yeah, it's, you know, these aliens are basically robot fish men, and it has my favorite robot space chicken, Gigan. But yeah, there's, you know, you also get King Ghidorah shows up at the end.
I'm kind of tired of.
Well, I'll say this. I think that first design is a pretty badass monster design. Like the weird, it's you could see, if you didn't know it was going to be King Ghidorah, you have this it's kind of like shoulder pauldrons that are kind of look like heads. It's got a kind of creepy, you know, creepy head, and it doesn't really feel like it fits in with the whole Godzilla aesthetic. It just kind of feels like, oh, this is a monster from, like, Guyver or something. You know, and he's, you know, fighting, you know, Godzilla's fighting against it, and oh, I forgot to mention Tom Selleck, or Budget Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah! He doesn't look like Tom Selleck. He looks like he's from that game. Is it Final Fight?
Yeah, Hagar from Final Fight.
I fucking could not get it out of my head. I had so much fun watching him. I'm serious. I love this. Biollante is my favorite, but this is my second favorite.
This film is such it's such a blast because you seriously do not know where this movie is going at any point.
Nope.
Because it makes no sense. And you truly, yes, you spend way too much time getting to the point where you have Godzilla fight the monsters, and that's really what we're here for, is to see him beat the crap out of everything.
Oh, it's one of the few times I care about what's happening besides the monsters. I like the alien attack. I like the team they put together. I don't know. I just had a lot of fun.
It is such a goofy-ass film, and yeah, there's fights on motorcycles, there's the big confrontation on the alien ship between our hero and the villainous X, and I had to do the hand motion, because it's great. The one thing about this film I hate the most is it does have Manila in it.
Yeah, you know, for some reason in my head I thought it was Godzuki, but that's from the cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, and yeah, I get it. He's, you know, Kitamura loves the Showa films, obviously. Yeah.
Didn't they even have the Smog Monster show up?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you say that already and I missed it?
I didn't mention all the monsters because, again, there's a lot.
Just if somehow we can get a Gamera and Godzilla together, come on, people.
I will say this, in Tokyo SOS, I'm pretty sure it's, even though they say it's a giant sea turtle, I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be Gamera was killed.
There's a Gamera series coming to Netflix this year, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen Gamera the Brave, have you? I heard it was really childish.
No, I haven't followed up on that.
I wish that we would get the 90s Gamera movies, that style. I love those.
This was going to be the official last Godzilla film. I remember reading this, and I'm going to be probably wrong about some of the details, but there is a reason why they didn't really continue too much after this, and that is because of Legendary picking up the rights.
Yeah.
Where there was contractually, we can't do a Godzilla film for you know, some, it's like, you can't do this or that.
Well, yeah, the rules are weird. It's like, they can do this, but they can't have it the same exact year as one of the legendary films, because that's how we got Shin, and how we got the new one. Like, they can't do one in the same year, which is bizarre.
That's the stipulation. That's why, you know, Shin Godzilla kind of pops up in between a couple of things.
Yeah, and then we're in that weird space right now. It's funny the legendary films even continue, because the post-COVID, those... Was it only been one, right? Kong versus Godzilla? Or has there been two? King of Monsters?
There has only been one. So, well, they have the Monarch series, which is tangentially part of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's been the Kong. And the one's forthcoming in theaters.
Yeah,
but.
We're getting a new one. And they said that might not be the last one. There might be one more that they're going to finish up. It depends on how much money it makes. But it's interesting. Like, they've tried to find ways. There's been enough space, I think, in the Legendary series for you to miss it, so you want to see the next one, whereas some franchises won't take a breather.
Yeah, as much as I still feel for the Marvel films, 100%, they need to take some time. They really need to let the stuff breathe. Yeah. And with all the stuff that's been going on with that, I think it'd be a good idea for them to let some stuff breathe.
Yeah. All right, so that's the end of this episode. We'll be back for one more, I think. Maybe two more. God, how do we even break this down, because it's not done yet? I have no idea. We'll discuss it off air.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thank you very much, and have a good one.
See you guys later.